Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. I'm your guide, Bernice Bisson. I've been a professional psychic, medium, and astrologer for 30 years and have read for thousands of people all over the world. Many of those readings have been recorded by my clients. In this podcast, I invite clients back to share their recordings. As we flash back, we get to listen in on some of the original predictions, and in their own words, they share some heartwarming stories, a few inspiring outcomes, and some unbelievable accuracies. I invite you to join us for a new journey each episode and come experience a little soul medicine for yourself.
Something in the air, always something in the air.
And in this episode, we listen in on the first reading I did with Wanda. She joins us to retell her experience from a reading back in 2016, which absolutely amazed her. There were some big predictions made for her at that time that, when they came to fruition, were even more incredible than she first imagined. And you will hear about her reading right after this.
Something in the air, always something in the air.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast with your guide, Bernice Bisson. Can
you feel me? Wanda is a massage therapist that first came to me as a referral from her client. Our first reading came with some big predictions about the care of her father and her mom's decisions about the farm, her strange and incredible career shift, some big milestones for her three beautiful daughters, and a shift of karma in relationships. And we get to hear all about her story right after this.
Because small business owners need help. ThoughtfulMarketing.ca, helping businesses thrive.
Welcome back, and thank you. And thank you, Wanda, for joining us for this next little while. Because I have to say, you have quite a big story to tell in regards to your reading with me. And so how did we meet? How did you actually meet me?
Well, I'm a massage therapist, and a client came to me and was telling me that she had gone to you and that you knew so many things about her life. So I was intrigued. So I booked in with you and I came to see you.
You know, word of mouth literally is... You could pour money into social media, and honestly, it goes down to word of mouth because it's always about the experience. That's really was the whole premise of this show, was so that I always found people love to share stories of their readings about what happened or didn't happen or whatever. And so they love to talk about it. And so that was really the premise of this whole show, is that people can come back with their original predictions on the recording and talk about their reading and what that experience was like. Because some clients, this was like literally their first reading, and some are seasoned and they've seen psychics. And so, yeah. And so thank you. So we're going to be brought to your very first reading with me. When did that happen?
That was April 1st, 2016.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that was a while ago. And so tell me about the first reading.
Well, there was a whole bunch of things, but the biggest thing you were talking about, like at that point, I was a massage therapist at a clinic in Winnipeg for, at that point, maybe 13, 14 years. And you had told me that I'm going to be transitioning or leaving into something smaller and more independent. And you had set a group of four. And so that was really interesting. And then you had asked if I have been to the States, and you said, I see you going Vegas, LA, Phoenix. And I was never, ever actually in any of those places.
Have you ever been to Arizona before?
No.
I know you do massage therapy. And do you work from your home or do you work at a place?
Place.
Perfect. You're going to be more independent. I feel like you're going to become more independent with your work. So are you part of a group of four right now? Like, or there'll be a group of four, but you'll be independent in this group, wherever it is that you work. And I feel like it's very good. It won't be a spa. Hmm, interesting. Have you ever been to Arizona before?
No.
Maybe that's LA then, because I just feel like you're going to, it's dry, right? Like, I'm hearing like it's dry. Yeah. Because every place that you'd have plane tickets. So it shows me, this shows me dry, like desert. So Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, maybe California.
Yeah.
But this shows me mountainous, snow mountains on the ocean, like Vancouver, right? So you're going to have these two trips coming.
So that was huge, because in September, I met a famous rock group at the MTS Center, and they asked me to tour with them.
Wow. How often does that happen to anybody?
Yeah, that's huge. And then, so I went on a fall tour and we did the States, and they're from Vegas. So then I went to Vegas and LA and Phoenix, those places that you had said. So that was amazing.
And so we'll talk more about that band in a second. So in that time, you were under a big transition. I mean, there was a lot going on in your personal life with romantic interests. And a lot going on, I mean, just in your own personal life. Tell me a bit about the man stuff.
Well, you had said at that point, my dad actually was just starting to have issues with dementia and Alzheimer's. And you had actually said that your dad is going to be going into care, into like a personal care, or I can't remember at that moment what you had said, but something to do with care.
Your dad is going to receive care.
Yeah.
His diagnosis, is it a cancer?
No, dementia.
Dementia, okay. Because he's really laid up here. Like, his dementia will, his mobility will be an issue at some point.
Yeah.
So, you know, are you moving him to, like, a facility?
No, because he's 100% healthy. It just, and his long-term's good. It's just short-term. He just repeats. Yeah. But he's pretty good.
20 months' time, you're moving him into a facility.
Okay.
So, about 20 months, I feel like.
Okay, yeah.
You'll notice his Alzheimer's or dementia will be affecting his mobility.
Okay.
Like, you'll notice it, like, he'll be, like, his arm won't work or his, like, something. Okay. Just a...
Yeah.
Good. I feel like good. That's where he needs to go.
Well, when I counted after, it was exactly 18 and a half months that he went into a personal care. So if that was April 1st, 2016, he went in November of 2017, exactly. And then I was with a guy that was very controlling and was kind of avoiding my daughters and I. And you said that I was going to meet someone else and that I was going to be leaving him behind. And that's exactly what happened as well. I had met someone on tour and you had described him.
Oh, yeah. So what did I describe? Do you remember what I described?
You said, man on tour. Yeah, well, I've been seeing you every like twice a year since then. And I've met a few. And this, you said he was dark haired, dark eyes. And yeah, so it was, yeah.
You don't meet somebody for about 2 years.
Okay.
And this time, no more water signs. Okay. No more cancers. This one actually shows me he'll be a Virgo, Taurus, or Capricorn. He'll be an earth sign. He's dark haired, dark eyed.
Nice.
He's more your age. He's not older and he's not younger. He's more your age. 2 years coming up because you're not meeting him just yet.
Okay, that's fine.
You're not meeting him just yet.
Nice. Oh, I'm still amazed by that. Now, tell me a bit more about this tours. Like, you not just went to the U.S., you have gone where else?
Well, other readings, yeah. You have said when I went to see you, so right after that reading, I saw you Christmas of 2016, and I had told you that you were right and that I had went, and you said, I see you going international with these guys. And I did. We did a European tour in 2017. So you were right about dates. You were right about where I was going.
That's,
you were right.
That's amazing. Just you, even, you literally.
Totally. You even had said that some there was going to be a transition in the band, that one of the band members was going to leave, a main member, and he had left in 2018. So you, yeah, you knew about that as well.
Wow. Wow. And that's just amazing. I mean, people sometimes just dream of those things happening to them, and it happened to you, and you're just a little girl from Winnipeg. Yeah. And look at that, and got to tour all over the place. That's just in itself is a pretty amazing story. And the fact that it came up in your reading is even better. That's amazing. Now back to the transition in your life, because at that time, and now you have children, and there was a whole bunch going on there too.
Yep. You had said you knew right away I had three girls. And I said, yep, you're right. You have three girls. And this was from the 2016 reading. So the very first time I met you. And then you had said there's trouble. I think this was in this reading. There's trouble with one.
Now, I'm going to talk about your twins. They're actually, even though they're twins, they're very different.
Very.
Okay. Okay. So one's very smart, very logical.
Very.
Okay. That's not the one I'm worried about.
Okay. Yeah. We're always worried about the other one.
The other one.
Yeah.
I really feel she'd also be susceptible like her dad. So just watch that is all I'm saying with that one. Okay. Just to watch it. We'll keep drawing her because I feel like she struggles with that like her dad.
So you were right about that. You had also said back then about what they were going to do in school and what they were going to do for their career. And you always said in all the readings that one of them was going to be in justice. Well, that my second one is graduated from CDA College, and she is an addictions counselor for people out of Stony Mountain in a halfway house.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, one we actually had talked about in that reading, a doula or a midwife.
Would you deliver babies or work with pregnant ladies?
Yeah, but then I got to go into nursing and
no,
I don't think
I
would
do that. That's maybe think about doula, midwife.
Okay.
Because of your massage therapy, you have healing touch.
Yes, very much.
Healing touch. It's not the sciences. It's the healing touch you know already. And I really feel like you might look at working with women.
And what was weird is I was interested in that as well. And I had already started the process of learning to be a doula. So I bought all the books. But then ironically, I got the job working on tour. So I couldn't finish the course. But now my oldest is trying to get into the midwife program at University of Manitoba. So it all just,
It was in its trajectory. It was coming to someone. And so there it was. Wow. Wow. That I'm always amazed by what spirit, what I've come to, I think, discover in readings is that if it shows up in your reading, it means that you're being given signs by your loved ones, by spirit, that you have free will and here are your choices. Here are your pathways. And you can choose to take a totally different pathway, but this is where they see. And so that, and if it doesn't show up in your reading, it just means there's nothing you can do about it. It's kind of just where it's at, right? And so people now, well, that's amazing. And so just to back up a little bit about your girls. Now, I also mentioned, and I believe you were not happy about it when I said it, about one of your girls living with her dad. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's interesting that you brought that up because that was in 2016.
Would one of them want to live with their dad?
No. No.
Were they close to that grandma at all?
No.
Funny, because I just feel like it's important. Something about their dad and the grandma. I just, the twins particularly, not so much your 12-year-old.
I have sole custody.
And I'm just telling you, this isn't good. I just, like, that's not happy, right? Like, we're the mother-in-law, well, your ex, right? Your ex is no good. And I just feel like there's news coming, maybe about his mom or something. I don't know. Something's, we'll keep drawing that, but I just don't get a good vibe about him.
So then 2 years later, that guy that you were talking about, he wasn't their dad. He was my boyfriend at the time. Because I went on tour, he didn't like the fact that I got the job on tour.
I can only imagine.
Okay. So then we ended, which was a blessing. So my second daughter was going through in grade 12. So she would have been 17.
Yeah.
So that was 2 years ago. So that would be, I guess, 2018.
Yeah.
So she was going through her rebellion stage, and she had, I gave her an option to either continue her rebellion stage out of the house or to be grounded. So she left, and she actually called the ex. And he was helping her behind our back.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where that had come about. But you did warn me of that. That to be aware of that.
There's always one kid, isn't there? I don't know. I have three children too, and I have to say, there's always one kid who just exercises their right to whatever it is. And so,
yeah.
And you know,
that's the one in addictions right now.
Well, it's doing addictions treatment, correct? Like she's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 No. Yeah. She's not an addiction. She's an addictions. Right. She's an addictions counselor. Yeah. She's really good.
Well, you know, I always say the rebellious ones, they're the ones who are leaders, because they don't mind conflict. They don't mind standing up for, and, you know, they're able to, so they're strong children. So if your kids are rebelling, no, they'll be strong adults and they'll critically think and make their own decisions. So that I always adore.
Yeah, that's very smart.
You don't want them being just agreeable all the time, or, you know, have manners, but you don't have to be pleasant to people who creep you out. Not required of you as a kid. And so, hands down, raise critically thinking and rebellious children. You'll be glad when they're adults. Just cleared it back to that just a little bit. There was something kind of interesting, because I do get notes from people before they participate in this podcast so that they have their minds kind of there, right? I do so many readings. I really can't hang on to readings. But you had mentioned about and in your notes that I had talked about the girl's bio dad having a child, and that kid was going to be in contact with them.
You are hearing from him. Does he have another kid?
Yeah, a girl that's 18 or something, but we have nothing to do.
No. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. This is the other kid. You've never met this little girl?
I did when she was young.
She's finding you guys. Trust me on this one.
She's wanted to, but
bond with her. Please bond with her.
Really?
Please bond
with
her.
But the mother is her mom.
That's exactly why I'm telling you this. Whatever is around your ex-husband is not good. For whatever reason, his kid seems to circle back around maybe to one of your kids, and they talk and they say, yeah, I ran into my stepsister or my cousin or whatever, and blah, blah, right? So just letting you know, Facebook's a small world.
And you said Facebook's a small world, and you were right. So that biological child got in contact with my girls, and now they all are in contact through Instagram, and they do talk. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And they knew of each other before.
They have heard, but there was a lot of issues with her mother. And so we didn't really have anything to do with her all her life. And as far as we know, he might have other children.
Okay. And so now they have this other sister that they've got in their little group.
Sort of, yeah. They've never met her, but they talk somewhat through Instagram. Yeah.
That's nice. That's good. That's nice that they've kind of connected that way.
Yeah.
And with that, back to your dad and then your mom, and there was some transition for them around the farm and the brothers.
Okay. So my mom lives on a farm by Dauphin, and it's like in the middle of nowhere, and they've had a lot of farms. And you had said in the reading that within that year, 18 months or that year, that farm's going to sell. And there was no way. I was like, there was no way. Well, that summer, my mom put up an auction sale in September. And by the fall, the entire farm sold. By the fall, it was just, I couldn't believe that you were so right about that. I was in shock.
Okay. Yeah. And I feel like stay patient. You're going to wind up moving. You're going to get their house finally sold within the next 5 to 7 months. It's selling. I feel like you'll know by October. When did you put up for sale?
My parents?
Yeah.
Last
summer?
Maybe.
Last summer to this summer plus to October. So last July to this July and then to October seems to be. But it's coming. It's coming. Whatever properties or whatever, it's like it's all coming into place.
So you were right about the farms and then mentioning that my dad would, you know, go into care as we had discussed too. So yeah.
And would have been the catalyst for with all this transition and change, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Your mom and you winding up getting a place together.
Yeah. So my mom was always more frugal when my dad was at home. She would help me a little bit here and there. So when I went to you for this reading, you had said that your mom and you, there's ownership of a house. And I'm thinking, no way, no way would my mom help me that much.
I feel like you will be your mom and you're going to inherit money. You're going to wind up buying a house.
No.
Your mom's coming with you.
Oh, yeah, because we're like this.
Your mom's coming with you. And I feel like you guys, not tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you'll eventually own a house together. Or you'll because this is not renting. This is ownership.
Yeah.
And you said it was on the outskirts of the city. You said it's not going to be where you live because you were more down in the inner, like in Winnipeg. And you're right. In 2019. Yeah. My mom helped me purchase a home right on the outskirts of Winnipeg, like right on the perimeter. So wow. That was huge. I couldn't believe that would happen. You knew, you saw exactly where and with my mom. So.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Like, honestly, I'm always amazed. I'm always amazed because when Spirit shows up in readings, they're insistent. Even when people are looking at me like, I don't know what she's talking about. There's no way that farm will ever, she'll sell stuff. There's no way she's going to help me. I know I could feel people thinking that. And I'm like, no, Spirit's pretty insistent about whatever it is we're talking about.
Yeah, and I love it.
I think the last piece that I just wanted to touch on was, When you had met me at that time, you were in a relationship and in this transition, and this person was kind of note, and you've been able to meet new people. So you really didn't lose anything. You shed.
Yeah. Right? You had also said too, I'm not sure if it's that reading, but you said that you're going to be going back to school. And well, maybe that, I think that was in September. But anyway, you had said, I see you going back to school.
Yeah, you're going to counsel, guide, advise people. I feel like you're going to go back and do some sort of training. You'll have a series of courses to do, and that's what you're going into. And I feel like if it's around medicine, like, yeah, you're going to be great.
I took a couple courses, and then I was immunizing. So that was amazing, too, how you saw that. And I never thought I would see myself doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. But and you wound up being a person who does immunizations for, because you had
for
to
the last. Training.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
I know. I
love how spirit works.
I love it too.
Well, thank you, lovely lady. And thanks for coming to see me for readings and picking me as your psychic. And I
of course
super appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you too. Thank you so much for this. Okay, awesome. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you to Wanda for sharing her incredible accounts of what transpired since 2016 from our original reading together. And thank you for listening to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found nuggets of wisdom and magic, please leave us some stars and a review or share it with someone you think would enjoy it. If you're a previous client and would like to share your story on the show, please contact us through our website. Until next time, stay safe, stay well.
So many years has gone by. But I think about you all the time.
Thanks for joining us. For social media links and to book an appointment with Bernice, visit BerniceBessonPsychic.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it. Remember, spirit has your greatest good at heart. Your soul is light, and you are valued.
Inexplicable, I can feel it in the air.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at ivisonvoice.com/podcast.